Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
Africa.
Juan DeMarcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you so much for being here. It's such a treat to have you, the whole band here. Do you want to do some introductions of the band members? You can start with the family if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, of course. I have the pleasure to, well, by the way, the composer of this song that we have played, which is a kind of music that we call Abakwa music. Abakwa is a kind of religion. Is a kind of society, but just for men. However, as always, the founder of the religion was a woman. And then the composer of this song is my daughter, Gliceria Gonzalez. She's a very talented orchestral conductor and a popular musician as well. So I have the pleasure to have my family on stage on clarinet, Laurita Gonzalez. And also my wife of 38 years, la señora Gliceria Abreu. And then in vocals, we have one of the greatest singers we have had in our country for years, el señor Emilito Suarez. Then on piano, one that's coming from a family, a very famous family of musicians in our country, Marquito Crego on piano. On the bass, el señor Giovanni Cofiño, great bass player of the popular music in our country. Then in the percussion section, we have on timbale, Caleb Michel, who is the younger band member. On conga, Tanito Allende. And then on bongo, put your hands together for the bongo player, señor Ashley Rosell. Then in the brass section, these three great trumpet players. In the middle one, the bow one, Señor Orlando Fraga. Then the only black guy in the brass section, Señor Giovanni Pino. And then my favorite trumpet player of all times, Señor Julito Diaz. And then in your back, that you cannot see, and is working on the sound, el señor Alfonso Peña, who's a great engineer in the back.
Thank you so much for that. So, 3 years since we talked, and so what's been happening? I know you split your time between Mexico and Cuba and the East Coast of the United States. So, also understood you did some sort of residency at the University of Wisconsin recently?
Yes, I was working at the university. You know, I'm coming from the university. From the university in my country, I used to be a teacher at the Havana University for years. Got my PhD in Russia a long time ago. Let's say about 30 years ago. The problem is that I used to be the younger band member. Right now, I'm the older one. I'm sorry, but time goes. And I was working a couple of years ago, well, about a year and a half ago at the Madison, Wisconsin University. I've been teaching at several universities worldwide, but the last time was at the Madison, Wisconsin University. It was three courses about Cuban music, history of Cuban music, and musicology. And I was preparing an album for the young guys as well, a kind of hip hop and this kind of stuff. So it's very nice. I'm going back to university in a few days after my tour.
Wow, okay, great. How are things in Cuba?
Things in Cuba are changing. Perhaps not fast enough, but the things are changing, and I think that we're going to be able to preserve the independence, which is what we want. We don't want to be a puppet of Americans or Russian or whoever.
Or anybody.
We want to be free. We want to, thank you. We want to develop our country. Cuba is a country of very talented people. When the people of my country came to this country, Miami was a swamp. And right now, Miami is one of the most important cities, not only in the USA, but also in Latin America. And CIA was 35 years trying to kill Castro, and he died in his bed. So we Cubans are talented. So I think that we can make it.
Okay. All righty. Let's hear some more music. We'll come back and we'll talk about the new recordings that are coming out. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Juan de Marcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars.
De papel mi fino fue cayendo tu amor y el mío, pero el tiempo se hizo muy seguro, de repente todo fue al olvido. Yo quería ser tu rey, tu divo, pero solo fui mendigo. Mi cariño era solo tuyo, lo que me dabas era todo mío, y ahora me dejas sin un suspiro. Y ahora te quejas que yo te olvido. Voy a arrancar de raíz todo el cariño y el dolor que hay en mí, como semilla que sembré para ti. Tuve el deseo de poderlo vivir. Voy a arrancar de raíz todo el amor y la ilusión que te di. Ni una palabra he podido decir. Ya no te siento, sé que no estás aquí.
Ay, 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 ay.
Todo queda en un suspiro. Danza y no te olvido. De poderlo vivir. Voy a arrancar de raíz todo el amor y la ilusión que te di. Ni una palabra he podido decir. Ya no te siento, sé que no estás aquí.
ya no me quedan palabras, no me preguntes por qué.
Live on 88.5 KNKX, Juan DeMarcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars from the Moore Theater, where you can hear their full concert tonight. I think there are some seats left, and I highly recommend that you spend the evening enjoying this fabulous music. Tell me, Juan, the new recordings that are coming out in just a couple of days, they'll be available tonight as well. And tell me about those.
We are going to have the album available tonight. You know, I've been reluctant to record for a few years because I'm going to be honest, I don't like the digital world. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from the old times, I like to have physical things because I like to know who was playing the sax in the recording number 35 of Billie Holiday and this stuff. When you are downloading, you don't have this possibility. But of course, this is the life and this is the way that the world is going right now. So we are releasing a new album. I have made a limited physical edition that's going to be available here tonight and along the whole tour. It's a double album featuring a CD. It's live, absolutely live. No auto-tune, no tricks. It's the real thing, what happened. And, well, this is very important. And then there's a Blu-ray as well. The concert was played in Guanajuato, Mexico, which is a place that we love. And you know, Mexico for years has been a supportive country of our country. So right now that they are having problems with somebody that I'm going not to mention right now, I think that's it's a way to be in solidarity with the Mexican people. And then the album is called Viva Mexico. It's playing Cuban music, but it was performing Guanajuato. And at the beginning of the concert, I said, Viva Mexico, and then, you know, there were 10,000 people in the concert. And then the second production within the same album is a Blu-ray with five excerpts of a concert at the Bethesda Strathmore Center for the Arts. This is more classic, let's see, more jazzy music. The first one is absolutely danceable music. So I hope that the people's going to enjoy this production. Everything is going to be out on the 21st, I mean digitally, but you are going to have the chance to buy tonight and along my tour here in America.
Okay, and where does the tour go from here?
From here, we are going to San Francisco. We are going to play the San Francisco Jazz. Then after that, we are going to Cumba Jazz Center, which is Santa Cruz, very near to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And then we are heading to LA, where we are going to be performing at Catalina Jazz Club.
Wonderful.
It's good enough. We are going to be presenting the album and then preparing a new album. We would like to have something like a studio album. I'm thinking in a binaural, I don't know how the pronunciation correctly. I'm sorry, I'm Cuban. And perhaps we are going to do something like binaural recording or live
vinyl.
With the sound of the...
He means vinyl.
Kind of Buena Vista Social Club, you know what I mean.
So is this a plan that you have for something
it's
new?
It's a plan. It's just a plan. I'm not completely sure if I'm going to make it, but in certain sense, I'm sure that I'm going to make it.
Okay. All right. Let's have some more music, please, once again, for Juan DeMarcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars live on 88.5 KNKX.
Cuando viene el conjunto a tocar, las mujeres se sienten orgullosas cuando viene el conjunto a tocar, porque saben que van a bailar, saben que van a gozar, porque saben que van a guarachar de una manera espantosa. Sepan, señores, que el Niche Milito las pone a bailar. Por eso quiero que sepan, señores, que el Niche Milito las pone a guarachar.
A bailar de una manera espantosa, a gozar.
Ñañez de Mar. Con tres, maestro Juan de Marcos González.
Juan de Marcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars. What was the name of that tune? What was the name of that song?
Well, it does have a couple of names. The first one is the real one by the composer, who was a gentleman who died here in America. He came to America back in the 40s, trying to get his sight back. He couldn't make it. He died here very poor. He's buried in L.A. His name was Arsenio Rodriguez. When Arsenio Rodriguez wrote this song a long time ago, he called the song Lo Dicen Todas. But then Fania All-Stars, you know, the Fania Corporation in the 70s, they changed the name. And right now it's called De Una Manera Espantosa. Because they wrote the song one more time under the publishing company, okay. You know. Fania All-Stars, Mr. Jerry Masucci. This is the same with several songs of Arsenio Rodriguez, who was one of the greatest. He was the inventor of everything, of what you call la salsa, Latin jazz, all this stuff. He was the creator of the most of the things that really identify Latin music and Afro-Cuban music worldwide.
That's true, absolutely right. I have just one more question for you before our last song. You've been in this crazy music business for a while now. Are you gonna write a book about your experiences?
There's a book that I'm writing. Listen, I used to be a poet when I was younger, but then I dedicated my life to music, so I didn't have the chance to write everything that I would like to do. In fact, I would like to write a book about the Buena Vista Social Club, because there's a myth around the Buena Vista Social Club. Buena Vista Social Club was a great thing. In fact, no more than what we have been doing for a century in our country. A great album, very well produced. The documentary is great. unfortunately, the documentary is a kind of fiction film. It's not the real thing. So I'm going to write a book about the history of Cuban music, perhaps about the history of the Buenos Vista Social Club. And I would like to write something more academic as well about orchestration and all of this stuff in my style. I mean, the Afro-Cuban music style.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yes, please do. Please do that. All right, our last song. They're here tonight at the Moore Theater for the full concert. Please come and see them. You will not be sorry. Thanks to Juan DeMarcos and the band for being here. Our last song on 88.5 KNKX live studio session from the Moore Theater. Juan DeMarcos and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars.
Yeah.
así vive mi alma.
Así era ella, como una.